We met in 2009 after I had experienced breast cancer in 2007. Once I had my surgery, I had a bilateral mastectomy. I realized that my purpose was to help other women through the process of the surgery and thereafter, because I realized there was so much emotional baggage that went with it. And in 2009, I met Casey.
I had many complications from the beginning. So within 3.5 weeks, I'd had 3 surgeries, and I was on IV antibiotics around the clock. Noelle came to me in the hospital and told me about her support group at Living Well Cancer Resource Center. And being an extremely private person, I was not going to go to a support group, nor do many people even today know that I've gone through this journey. And eventually, because of the constant complications and what it was doing to me emotionally, my husband drove me to Noelle's support group. And at that point, I realized how important it was to let people into your journey that you trust. And Noelle and I were at my house one day talking about how no one ever tells you about the emotional impact and how devastating it can be. And that's when we decided we wanted to create a documentary to help other women.
How did you go about getting the documentary off the ground?
So my hairdresser, I was telling her about the concept of the documentary, and she said, I have a client whose son teaches film at NIU. Let me make some phone calls. And we met with Michael Corvino and knew immediately it was a good match. We needed someone who, as a male, our participants in the documentary would be very comfortable with sharing intimate information.
Very true. Yes.
And so we shared our stories without leaving anything out. And at no time did we feel uncomfortable talking to Michael as a male. And I think that was one of my things for me that made me feel very comfortable, is I knew we could trust him with some really deep emotions and serious conversation.
I was diagnosed May of 2005.
I was diagnosed on my daughter's 13th birthday.
I found a lump.
I was diagnosed with invasive ductal breast cancer in October of 2010.
Who do you hope is the intended audience?
Well, certainly we want people who are facing a mastectomy to reach out and hopefully listen or see the documentary.
I really hope that people on the healthcare team that are currently practicing, I think it would be very beneficial for med students, nursing students, social work students, so that they can see how deep the emotions are and how raw they are.
What sort of things will people learn from the documentary?
The categories are diagnosis and knowledge, surgery, emotions, body image and intimacy, support, advice, and moving beyond. So it takes the woman through the beginning, the ups and downs, until moving beyond, where you do learn to live and move forward from a very difficult experience.
What would you say to that person who is just at the beginning of the journey?
I think my advice would be that this is a process, and you need to be gentle with yourself and give yourself time. And to understand it's much like the grieving process. So the different emotions of the grieving process are many that you will feel, and it's not linear. You may feel anger one day and then acceptance and then go back to anger. You may feel great sadness. The body image intimacy part is huge. And so sometimes your friends and family and loved ones have a preconceived idea on how you should react to all of this. And you need to be comfortable and be true to yourself and know that everything you're feeling and thinking is okay, and it's part of getting to a true healing state.
Right. Mm-hmm. Your family wants you back. Your family, your friends, your loved ones, they all want you back. And you know what? You're going to be changed. You will be changed forever. That's why I think it's important to talk to other people who have been through it, so they know, so you know that you're not alone.
Anything else that you'd like to add about this process that we didn't get to touch on? And we'll start with Noelle.
For me, and I think for most of the women that we have talked to, you want to get rid of the cancer, so you have the surgery, but then you face the reality afterwards, and that's when everything hits. And that's why it's very difficult to get through this process, is because you've lost a part of you.
What I would like to say is that I feel so strongly and am so passionate about the fact that as women to other women, healthcare providers, the patient has a public face and a private face. And often they go into the doctor's office, we know they're busy, and they want to be a good patient. And so it's so important for healthcare providers and friends to listen to women, let them be where they are in the moment, and understand this process is not superficial. This is a very deep emotional thing that a woman, because of our culture and body image, needs to go through to heal. And so I just think it's really important, the takeaway after looking at this is to understand the courage of the women to be that vulnerable and honest, and to respect it, and to respect each woman's emotions as they go through their own unique journey.